This paper was published in 1889, contained two documents which showed how true the protocols are in saying that the learned elders of Zion have been carrying on their plan for centuries. On January the 13th, 1489, Kimor, the Jewish rabbi of Arles in Provence, wrote to the Grand Sanhedrin, which had its seat in Constantinople, for advice. As the people of Arles were threatening the synagogue, what should the Jews do? This was the reply. Dearly beloved brethren in Moses, we have received your letter in which you tell us of the anxieties and misfortunes which you are enduring. We are pierced by as great a pain to hear it as yourselves. The advice of the grand satraps and rabbis is the following. Number one, as for what you say that the king of France obliges you to become Christians, do it, since you cannot do otherwise, but let the law of Moses be kept in your hearts. Number two, as for what you say about the command to despoil you of your goods, the law was that on becoming converted Jews, they gave up their possessions. Make your sons merchants, that little by little they may despoil the Christians of theirs. Three, as for what you say about their making attempts on your lives, make your sons doctors and apothecaries, that they may take away Christian lives. Number four, as for what you say of their destroying your synagogues, make your sons canons and clerics in order that they may destroy their churches. Five, as for the many other vexations you complain of, arrange that your sons become advocates and lawyers, and see that they always mix themselves up with the affairs of state, in order that by putting Christians under your yoke, you may dominate the world and be avenged of them. Number six, do not swerve from this order that we give you, because you will find by experience that, humiliated as you are, you will reach the actuality of power. Signed, V.S.S.V.F.F., Prince of the Jews, 21st Kaslu, that is, November, 1489. In the year 1844, on the eve of the Jewish Revolution of 1848, Benjamin Disraeli, whose real name was Israel, and who was a damped or baptized Jew, published his novel, Coningsby, in which occurs the ominous passage, quote, "The world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes," end quote. And he went on to show that these personages were all Jews. Now that Providence has brought to the light of day these secret protocols, all men may clearly see the hidden personages specified by Disraeli at work behind the scenes of all the governments. This revelation entails on all white peoples the grave responsibility of examining and revising their attitude toward the race and nation, which boast of its survival over all empires. Then, in the publication are a few pages called notes. One, agentur and the political. There are two words in this translation which are unusual, the word agentur and political, used as a substantive. Agentur appears to be a word adopted from the original, and it means the whole body of agents and agencies made use of by the elders, whether members of the tribe or their Gentile tools. By the political, Mr. Morrison means not exactly the body politic, but the entire machinery of politics. Number two, the symbolic snake of Judaism. Protocol 3 opens with a reference to the symbolic snake of Judaism. In his epilogue to the 1905 edition of the Protocols, Nihlus gives the following interesting account of this symbol. According to the records of secret Jewish Zionism, he says, Solomon and other Jewish learned men already in 929 B.C. thought out a scheme and theory for a peaceful conquest of the whole universe by Zion. As history developed, the scheme was worked out in detail and completed by men who were subsequently initiated into this question. These learned men decided by peaceful means to conquer the world for Zion with the slyness of the symbolic snake, whose head was to represent those who have been initiated into the plans of the Jewish administration, and the body of the snake to represent the Jewish people. the administration was always kept secret even from the Jewish nation itself. As this snake penetrated into the hearts of the nations which it encountered, it undermined and devoured all the non-Jewish power of these states. It is foretold that the snake has still to finish its work, strictly adhering to the destined plan, until the course which it has run is closed by the return of its head to Zion, and until by this means the snake has completed its round of Europe and has encircled it, and until by dint of enchaining Europe, it has encompassed the whole world. This it is to accomplish by using every endeavor to subdue the other countries by an economic conquest. The return of the head of the snake to Zion can only be accomplished after the power of all the sovereigns of Europe has been laid low, that is to say, when by means of economic crises and wholesale destruction effected everywhere, there shall have been brought about a spiritual demoralization and a moral corruption, chiefly with the assistance of Jewish women masquerading as French, Italians, etc. These are the surest spreaders of licentiousness into the lives of the leading men at the head of nations. A map, of course, of the symbolic snake is shown as follows. Its first stage of Europe was in 429 B.C. in Greece, where about the time of Pericles, the snake first started eating into the power of that country. Second stage was in Rome in the time of Augustus, about 69 B.C. The third in Madrid in the time of Charles V in A.D. 1552. The fourth in Paris about 1790 in the time of Louis XVI. The fifth in London from 1814 onward after the downfall of Napoleon. The sixth in Berlin in 1871 after the Franco-Prussian War. The seventh in St. Petersburg, over which he drawn the head of the snake under the date of 1881. All these states which the snake traversed have had the foundations of their constitutions shaken. Germany, with its apparent power, forming no exception to the rule. In economic conditions, England and Germany are spared, but only till the conquest of Russia is accomplished by the snake, on which at present, that is 1905, all its efforts are concentrated. The further course of the snake is not shown on this map, but arrows indicate its next movement towards Moscow, Kiev, and Odessa. And I might stop here as I read